Thank the Lord this morning for a beautiful day. Thank the Lord for salvation, for all that He has done for us. I'd like to look in the book of Romans in the 5th chapter. We appreciate all of our visitors here today. Whoever you are, if this is your first time to be here, we're thankful to have you here and pray the Lord will bless each and every one of us. I find that we need the blessings of the Lord in our life more and more every day. The book of Romans, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." I'm thankful this morning that the Lord came to give us life and He came to give us more abundant life. I'm glad for that today. I'm a partaker of that abundant life. My life would be very sad and I'd be a lost person today if it wasn't for that abundant life. And I'm glad today for the Lord's mercies to me. And I believe that the Lord this morning has an abundant life for every one of His dear people. He has abundant life for you this morning. I believe He wants to bless us today with so many good things. And I think of the scripture, it says, "Eye hath not seen, neither ear heard, neither into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." He said, "But He hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." I'm thankful He didn't just leave us there with a question mark and wondering about so many things, but He gave us hope of something. He gave us He said He's revealed them to us by His Spirit. Well, this morning I'd like to talk to us about having victory in our life. And I believe it's important to us all to have victory. I believe when He said here that He by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful this morning that we can have power to reign. I believe that means He's going to give us power to overcome obstacles in our life, to overcome things that would, to a normal person, would bring them down. I believe the Lord has given us grace this morning to be successful in our married life, to be successful as a husband and wife, to get along together. Reigning in life is a wonderful thing, and I think this morning that God wants to bless us with an abundance of grace. And He wants to help us to overcome temptations. I don't believe the Lord wants you to go through life and be constantly beat down by things and constantly overcome by temptations. I see that sometimes as a problem that I feel like the devil uses many times to discourage young people. You come up to a point and it seems like you fail, and maybe you give in to temptations. I want to encourage you this morning. The Lord has something to give you that'll help you to reign in life. It'll help you to overcome things. People hold grudges sometimes, and they take things so far and carry them through life. And I think, Lord, You have more grace than that. You have something to help us to reign in life and not just barely make it along, but to be able to be victorious. And folks, this morning I'm concerned about our spiritual well-being. I'm concerned that God would help us, each one, to magnify His name wherever we're at. I believe He's concerned about us today. I believe He's concerned about us making heaven our home. And if we don't tap into this reigning grace, and if we don't get a hold of this, we're going to find ourselves running short of things. We're going to find ourselves sometimes talking too much. We're going to find ourselves in conversations, and I've done it before, and I know we find ourselves in conversations we wish we hadn't have been a partaker of. I believe when He talks about reigning in life, He's going to get down to where we live. He's going to get down to where we're at in life. He's going to help us to overcome some obstacles in life. And this morning, I think a testimony of the grace of God is where the Lord has kept a person in a situation. Maybe you've come up with your companion is not saved. I've watched the Lord through my mother's life. I watched her and how she was able to get a hold of the grace of God and was able to make it in life over some rough obstacles. She came down the last day of her life, and my dad said, "Ruby, is there anything I can do here for you, or anything, you know, we need to clear up or anything?" And she had her hand on her cheek, and she said, "No." And that one little word meant so much to me. It meant she found some place to forgive. And she found some place that there was hard things that come her way, but she found a place to get over them. You know what reigning means? It's meaning you being on top of something. It's meaning you having the power to overcome some things. And I believe God wants to infuse into every one of us that power and that ability to overcome some things. And to be victorious in life. He doesn't want you to just be always on the bottom and always lacking grace and strength. He wants to give you something today. And that's what this meeting is about this morning. It's about us obtaining something to overcome obstacles in our life. And it's having grace to be the kind of person that we should be in all kinds of situations. All kinds of different problems we face. I tell you, this morning, if it wasn't for the grace of God, none of us could make it. But I want to tell you what He wants to do with every one of our lives. He wants to put you back in the same job that you've been working in. It's been difficult, and He wants to help you and infuse something in you to be able to have grace to work with difficult people. Work with people that are hard. They come and they purposely try to cause you troubles. They purposely agitate you, and they know where your button is at. They know right how to push your button. Here he comes, and I know if I talk to him about a certain thing, I'm going to get him this morning. The Lord wants to help us to have a... He can hide the button. He can put it in a place they can't find it, and they think, "Oh, I'm going to get him here," and they start pushing, they can't find it. You know, the Lord... He's merciful to us this morning. He wants to bless us with a reigning power, overcoming. Amen. We heard something last night about examining ourselves. We heard something yesterday morning about the Lord preparing us for spiritual blessings. I'm going to tell you, reigning in this life is something that we have to combine all these together and get a hold of the Lord ourselves and ask God to help us to be able to make it. Difficult places. David said one place, "Thou hast made my feet like hind's feet." Little hind's feet, like a deer, able to climb. I found the strength of God, folks. Sometimes we have to climb. We have to go to higher heights. And it takes the strength of the Lord. Let me read to you a scripture in the book of John. St. John, the first chapter. 1:11. It says here, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Isn't that wonderful this morning? You and I can have this power. We can overcome some things. There's going to be some places that we're out of our own physical strength. And the Lord comes by and He gives us power to overcome. If we don't find this power to reign in life, folks, we're missing it. What I am seeing and what I'm disturbed about is people are finding other ways to make it. They're finding some other way, and it's like the scripture in the Old Testament said, they have hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. My people, they've committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and they have hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that's not able to hold anything. Oh, sure, it's a vessel, but it has holes in it. This morning, the Lord, during this whole meeting, I believe God wants to bless us folks with some reigning power. He wants to fill the holes and things that's been leaking out in our life and been finding it. We've been coming up short. There's been some places that we've failed in. We've been too hasty to talk. We've been a little bit too proud. And the Lord wants to bring some of that pride down, and He wants to help us. Because reigning in this life, there's a lot of times you think, oh yes, reigning is way up here. And I want to be up on top all the time. I want to be up on top, and I want to be always the one that looks good. Well, this is not the kind of reigning that I'm talking about. In fact, the Lord's got to work for you. He's probably said, you're the one I want to talk to because you've been thinking about yourself too highly, maybe than you ought to think. And I want to get you down to a place the Lord can work with you. We're having a season. There's a world full of wrong thinking. I've never seen the kind of, I don't know what to call it, but it's degenerate thinking. It's way off the scale. People are so far off, out of touch. I had a man was telling me not too long ago in jail. He said, you know, he explained to me all of his situation and his hatred that he had for people and desire to get back and get even with people. And then he made the comment, I could face God with that. And I thought, and I told him, I said, you can't face, you're telling me that you can face God with an attitude like that? You're going to face, you think you can face Him and you're going to be clear and everything is fine with an attitude like that and you have hatred in your heart and you want to get revenge? Yeah, yeah. Folks, listen, we need to stay close to the Lord. This scripture, as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. That word power, that means an overcoming ability. It means something that God would give to us that would help us to forgive people. That would help us to turn people loose and let them go. When I think about reigning in this life, it's a privilege, but it's something every one of us should be able to do. I've watched different attitudes that come out sometimes. I think, Lord, please help our thinking here. Help our thinking. Our thinking process has gotten skewed. And if we're not careful, we'll be like the world. And God wants to help us to be overcomers. The song we sing, be an overcomer. Only cowards yield when the foe they face on the battlefield. We are blood-bought pilgrims of the royal host and must falter not. What's the rest? Nor desert our post. And then we sing the song, do you triumph, oh my brother, over all this world of sin? Let's sing a verse of that song. I believe it's number 198. Is it not 198? Let's sing the first and last verse. That was on my heart. 200? Thank you. Reigning in this life. Could someone sing the first and last verse of this?
shout the story of the wondrous blood divine. For salvation, glory, glory, I am reigning on high. Reigning sweetly, reigning, reigning in this life, reigning in this life, reigning sweetly, reigning, reigning in this life.
Thank the Lord for that this morning. In the book of Romans, again, I'd like to look in the 6th chapter. In the 13th verse, it says, the 12th verse, Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Now, the Lord has grace for us to overcome. He has grace to help us in our eating habits. He has grace to help you to not have a Dr. Pepper every morning and be shaking and trembling and have to have your little fix of a morning. I know you get in trouble preaching sometimes, but I'm going to tell you, I've seen things that I'm disappointed, folks. God can help us to reign in life and overcome some things. Overcome eating habits and things that's been a bother to us and we were not able to get over it. I know when to talk about sin, that's one thing. We can say amen, but when you get on things that really are down to earth and things that I've watched that control people, we have to have these little things that just seems like we never get over it. And it's doing damage to us physically. It does damage to us, and we don't ever get any overcoming grace. Sometimes those things have the upper hand on us. And I'm thinking, Lord, you want to help your people. You want to bless them with overcoming grace. I think of the scripture, if you've run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, what are you going to do in the swelling of the Jordan? And if there's been little things that have been a problem to us, maybe we have not experienced how God can help us in these little areas. And maybe we don't hear it and you think, well, if it's not preached about or something, I don't have to do it. If we don't, and we have this attitude that we go along and we never really touch things that affect us. We kind of skirt around them. We don't get victory over them. I think it's a lack of the power of God in our life. And I believe the Lord wants to help us, dear ones, to reign in life. He said, I want to make you the head and not the tail. I want to help you to be on top of things. I want to help you in your eating habits. I want to help you in your sleeping habits. And getting to bed at night is something I see that's kind of hard for us to do. We're getting a habit of staying up late. And we get up late. You know, the Lord, if we get to bed at a decent time, you can get to bed, you can get out of bed Sunday morning and come and help warm the service up. Help get there and open the door. Help get there and start praying. But to come in at 11 o'clock and then expect the Lord to light your fire. We're not raining. Something's happened. Something's happened. We're not getting it. We're missing something. We talk about reigning in this life. It's being to prayer meeting. It's coming out, folks. When the doors are coming to prayer meeting, it's coming and being a part of the service. It's coming and being active in things and not just always cold and indifferent and having a gloom about you and you just seem like go around and you got a chip on your shoulder. There's somewhere we haven't overcome some things. We're missing something. And the Lord this morning wants to dig down about our hearts. He wants to help us to get our priorities right. There's one lady in jail one time. She said, you know, my husband had a stack of fishing lures and everything in his closet. He had his boat. He had all of his fishing poles and he had everything there. I hardly had a dish to cook with. And it just caused problems. You see, when one person in a marriage is out of harmony with God, it throws everything out of sync and everything starts rumbling. Yesterday coming here, I was watching a man. He had to have both hands on his wheel, and we passed him, and his steering wheel was shaking so bad. And you know, it's like that in our life, in our spiritual life. When you get out of touch with God and this reigning power is not in your life, you're shaken up. I mean, all the passengers in the car are shaken. Everybody in your family is shaken. We have to have this power. Have to have it working in our life. It has to be real. It can't be something fake. I want to tell you this morning, reigning power will help us in our families. It'll keep marriages together. It'll keep people together. It'll keep more than just living in the same house, but you'll really love one another. You'll take care of one another. It'll help people in the congregation too. Whenever it's time to come to church, it's time to be a part, they'll be there. They'll be there. And thank the Lord for them. I tell you, the faithful few come to Sunday school sometimes and there's six people. Six people show up. Seven people show up for Sunday school. Maybe a dozen people come. And on some of the smaller congregations, you had two or three. Praise the Lord. That's a bunch. And you think, where's everybody at? Maybe we ought to start calling them. Hey, hello. Hello. It's Sunday. Oh, yeah. And we was up late in the night on Saturday night. Folks, I guess I'm up on a little soapbox this morning, but I get to thinking, Lord, you know, and I know everybody knows, Sunday comes around once a week. And if you stay up and hoot with the owls on Saturday night, and you stay up and you're playing games to 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not gonna get up at 7:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning and be there and serve. You're just not gonna do it. And what happens is we come with our hair all bushed up and we come, you know, and just barely dragging in on Sunday and expect somebody to encourage me. Oh, encourage me, preacher, encourage me. I need encouragement. We need more than that. We need a reigning. We need something to help us to be disciplined, to get up, get to bed at a decent time, shut it off and say, okay, it's the end of the day, 12 o'clock, I'm done. I'm going to bed. Not stay up and keep playing and going on and on. Oh, may the Lord bless us this morning. Folks, if we can apply some basic principles in our life, we're going to find the grace of God is so much more effective and it works in our life. And things will happen if there's a spiritual dullness about us and we just have this hazed look in our eyes. Just all the time, a hazed look. We don't even know what's going on. I want to go, boo! You need to wake up. What is he talking about? Reigning in this life. It's having the power of God working in me. And it does something to quicken me. It makes me alive. It causes me to be aware of my surroundings. And it causes, like we heard last night, to look at me. Lord, where am I at? Where am I at spiritually? I'm a traveler and I'm going down this life and I'm looking at us, folks. We're all getting older. I'm looking at some of our gray heads and I'm looking at some people that's on canes. I'm looking at some no hair. I'm looking at people we're getting more feeble. But what about our spiritual life? What about Abraham when he said he didn't count himself old? He was a strong. He just felt like he could. He was ready to get up and keep going. But I'm thinking we're passing off the scene. And Lord, help us to have some of this reigning power in our life. If we deviate, And we try to fill ourselves with something that is not authentic. We're going to find ourselves disappointed. And this haze that I'm talking about is a very real thing. There's a spirit of gloom. There's a spirit of depression. There's a spirit of a lack of concern. There's a lots of things going on. And I'm going to tell you, that'll get a hold of you. If you're not careful, it'll drag you down and you'll find yourself lacking this reigning power in your life. And the Lord this morning, I know that He wants to bless us to be overcomers. Only cowards yield when the foe they face on the battlefield. We're blood-bought princes of the royal host and must falter not nor desert our post. I believe the Lord this morning still has sustaining grace. He still has the ability for us to make it. They which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. He went on to say here in this 13th chapter, He told us, He said, don't yield, don't let sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Be able to detect it. Be able to see when things come. We are people that are bombarded continually. Last night we heard something about the media and how the influence of the media is so great. I believe that. It's working against us. We have lots of subtle advertising, all kinds of things on the internet. Oh, be careful, because this the enemy of our soul is out to take this reigning grace away from us. He is out to rob us of things. Be careful what you feast your eyes on, men and women alike. Be careful what you look at. I'm telling you, there's so many things. I've caught myself and thought, Lord, help me here. There's just so many things that's out there that people want you to look at. Be careful. Oh, Lord, help us today. In this day and time, we live in a perverse generation and a generation that is without God. And Lord, help us to keep our batteries charged, our spiritual batteries charged, and keep up to date with the Lord. So many things are influencing us. May the Lord help us. Paul said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. And I believe the Lord this morning wants to help us to have that same thing we started off with, the enthusiasm, that burning zeal, everything. He wants us to keep that in our hearts. I don't know what your needs are this morning. I don't know where every one of us are at spiritually. I don't know where we are today, what you're facing. But I'm going to tell you, don't change the plan God has for you. Don't let your mind, don't be persuaded another way. Don't let down. Ask God to help you to keep that fire burning in your heart today, to have this overcoming grace. Here in the on down, he said, neither yield you your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Oh, I heard a song that said, thank God I'm not the man that I used to be. Oh, I'm thankful this morning that I'm not that person that I used to be. I'm not that person that was lost, and I'm glad for the amazing grace that came down to me and saved my soul. I don't know where I'd be today. I know I'd be lost if it hadn't been for someone praying for me, if it hadn't been for amazing grace. Listen, when he tells us to be careful how we yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness, be careful, because you have a lot in your hands. There's nobody going to snoop behind you and tell you which way to turn, what decisions and all to make. Be careful. You have a lot in your hands. A lot's riding. And the Lord is looking at what choices you are making. He is looking at how you're coming up and formulating your ideas. He's looking at all that. He's weighing all that out. He wants you to be careful in your decision-making processes. He wants you to not yield your... doesn't want you to yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But he said, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. Do you know, this morning we're running a race. We're in a race. And I tell these men in the jail different times, you all listen, I am an escapee. And they look at me kind of funny and they think, well, what you got to... I said, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I'm an escapee. And if you've been saved and you've been brought back from the dead and you're alive in Christ, you're an escapee also. What's an escapee do? They get out there and they start arguing and they start get across the line, start fussing about who's the best and who can do this and that. No, an escapee, they're light of foot. They take off and they're gone. They don't look around. They're not arguing. They're not bickering. They're running for their life. And this morning I'm going to tell you, if you're a true escapee, you're light of foot. And you're going to keep running. You're not going to let things get you down. If your conscience this morning is bothering you and you're having a hard time, there's things in your life you're not sure of, you've been doing, and they're questionable and they're causing you troubles, I'm going to tell you what we need to do is get away and take off and run from those things. Flee them. Flee youthful lust, he said. Flee them. That means to get away from them. Get them out. Keep moving. Don't get settled down. I see people just kind of camp out around little things and they come back year after year and they want victory over some of the same things. Folks, I don't mind praying with you. I don't believe any minister here minds praying with you, but we're trying to tell you there is a grace, there is a power to overcome. There's an ability by the grace of God to get victory over some of the things that's been troubling you as a young person. God can help you to get over them. He can help you to keep running and keep moving. Just don't stop. Don't stop and don't get satisfied with where you're at. Too many people get satisfied in their experience and feel like they're okay and they're always trying to justify themselves. The Lord wants to help us this morning to keep moving and keep on fire for Him. He said here, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But He said, yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. I don't know who you are this morning. I don't know if you're trying to argue anything. If you have something you're trying to uphold or something you're trying to build a case about sin. But I'm telling you, you're building on a weak foundation. If you don't have something in your heart and life that helps you to overcome everything from your, from what you eat to forgiving people, there's a broad spectrum. God touches your life. There's a broad spectrum of things He's trying to get in control and bring into harmony. He wants to bring your life into control. If things are out of control, it's out of harmony and you're not reigning. The Lord has some power for us this morning. Let's tap into that power. Let's ask the Lord to help it not to be diminished in our life. And let's walk as those that are alive from the dead. Not turning around and walking in the lust of the flesh and all of those things, but following after the Spirit of God this morning. I believe we need that. If one thing I could preach to the church, I believe continue, we need to be walking in the Spirit. We need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to have the Spirit of God working and reigning in our life. We need God to help to touch our thinking sometimes. Our thinking process gets a little bit out of whack. We need to be tuned up in our heart to get thinking right. Stinking thinking will only cause us trouble. To be thinking about how I can get even, to be thinking about any kind of ill will or whatever to my fellow man, that'll get us into trouble. We need to walk in the Spirit. We need to have the power of God living and working as a reality in our life every day. He said, sin shall not have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And then he went on to say, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Thank the Lord this morning for the power of God. And folks, I trust that each and every one of us will be inspired to find a place with God that we can have a little bit more power with Him. We need it.
Yes.
We don't need to be defeated all the time.
That's right.
We don't need to go around with a lack. God has provided something so wonderful for us today. And I trust in this meeting that each of us will find a place that we can have a little bit more of the power of God working in our life. If we're needing some help, we're needing to overcome some places. Maybe we've held something for years and we haven't turned that loose. You know, the Lord's able to help us to get over that and give us grace and strength to overcome. I believe that today. I trust the Lord will bless His people. I know there are some of you here that are convinced this morning. I know you're convinced this is right. We want to keep close to the Lord. There's some that are not convinced that are struggling. I want to tell you, God has something to, He has something to keep you. He has something to preserve you. He has a way for you if you'll seek after Him. He'll put marriages back together. He'll bring families back together. But somebody has to have some of this power in their life before that happens. Somebody has to have it. I trust the Lord will help us all today, that each of us will seek more after this power of God and be able to reign in this life. I believe He has that for us, and if we'll seek Him, He'll give it to us more abundantly. May the Lord bless us all today.